Well, good evening, everyone. Friday night, and I'm in the potting shed. And I'm just going to sow some of this sorrel that came within March's gift pack. Now, just actually attaching a label onto the onto the pot. Now, I just want to say I've been using these labels myself, and I've noticed that I tested them out before I sent them out. Some of the older ones, they have started to wear away, almost like the water's rotting away the paper. So just be aware of that. It was just something I added to this month's to use up some labels or to use up some stickers, because I don't like waste, as no doubt you know. I'll probably do them in April's one, but they might be a bit smaller because I'm actually sending out 7 packets of seeds next month. It's my birthday month, so I thought I'll add a few more, or add another packet this month. So, slightly off tangent, sorry. I'm just going to sow this sorrel seed. So, as always, I've got one of my trays with my seed sowing compost, and I'm just going to scatter the seed all over the top. Quite a very small seed, this sorrel stuff, and I reckon if they all germinate, I've never actually grown these from seed before, I should say, but I reckon if they all germinate, you could end up with a lot of plants, which is good. If anybody has eaten sorrel before, which I have, I've got a sorrel plant in my garden, alongside the shadier corner of our shed, because it is a woodland plant. It originates in the woodland, so it does really well in shade, sorrel does. But it's got real lovely lemony flavour, which goes so well in salads. Pick the younger leaves, of course, chop them up and just add them to a nice salad, and it give you this real lovely lemon hit. First time I ate it, I just absolutely loved it. And better than that, these plants are perennial. So you plant one and they will come back each year. And also, incredibly hard to kill. The only thing I found that will kill them is chickens. But what I do know, I knew somebody in Texas, of all places. You can imagine how hot that is there. He forgot to water his sorrel plant for about a month. He thought the sorrel plant was going to be dead. He literally looked, dead. He gave it a bit of a watering and it bounced back. So very, very, very tough plants. This beautiful lemony flavour. Absolutely delicious. So, yeah, looking forward to trying these out and growing these. I've sown my seeds now. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to place these back in my heated propagator, and I'll prick them out once they show the signs of growth. And I'll probably keep them in the greenhouse for at least a month. They won't go outside till about mid-May, although they are fairly hardy, like I say. By about mid-May, I'll be trying to get them into a big pot. These plants can actually grow really, really big if they have the right conditions. They do love quite a lot of water. I had it in our original sorrel plant. Had it in one of my raised garden bed planter things for a while. And it took over. It grew to about a metre wide. So they can get really, really big plants. But if you're growing it in a pot like I will be doing, it should contain it somewhat. But I love the things. I really do love sorrel. I cannot express how much I love it enough. Right, so this is Friday night, and I thought I'll have a bit of a let you know what I'm doing this weekend. So tomorrow, being Saturday, I'm going to head down my allotment. Thankfully, I've got plenty done at home during this week that I can spend the day down the allotment tomorrow. Going to have a big tidy up, clear out lots of weeds, cut back some trees, Plant out my potatoes and my onions, get those in the ground, build some more beds, and sort out my compost bins. So a lot of work is planned for this weekend. Sunday, I'm going out with the wife in the morning, but in the afternoon, I'm hoping to spend a bit of time in my garden just sorting a few things out here. Now, if you've got any plans for this weekend, please do send me an email and let me know. Love to hear from you as always. I'll be back on Sunday again. I've got my live show on Sunday and I'm looking forward to it this week. I've restructured my studio. I've made things a bit better. So I'm hoping we're going to have a better show. I'm feeling more positive. Fantastic. So, I'll be back on Sunday with another podcast for you guys. What I want to do eventually is do some live shows just for you guys and other things. That's coming up in the future. If anybody is interested, we could do a grow along or how to grow or something like that. Just basically, I want to build this community and have a bit of fun. Right, guys, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.